had a very quiet day yesterday, just hanging out at home. But on Saturday, went out to Rose Hill Racecourse, King's Trust, a very good third. Again, pipped at the post for the second.
Okay.
Yeah, took the kids out.
They enjoy it?
They loved it. There's no one there.
It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
It's so unfortunate. It's great to be back there and all that sort of thing. It's a ghost town.
Yeah. I think it's getting there. I give it till the end of the month and I think more people will start to get out and about a little bit more.
I thought we were talking about that Big Bash game on Saturday. There was a good crowd relatively at, I mean, it's the cross and you used to get 30,000 at that, but I was looking at it and going, oh, okay, there's plenty of people in the stands. It's probably more than I anticipated.
I was down at the basketball yesterday, the Illawarra Hawks against Melbourne United, and there was a great crowd there.
Right.
Yeah.
How
really
many?
Fun.
But that's, you get 3,000 down there and it's joints jumping, right?
Yeah. It was definitely jumping yesterday. It felt like a finals game. It was a real good test for both teams. So,
you got any explanation what happened to the Sydney Kings?
No.
Right.
No.
Apart from they've
struggled with fourth quarter turnovers in the past few weeks, and I think the Breakers went an 18-1 run to win the game, and you're like, well, that's game over, isn't it?
Split screen. We're watching Test cricket, and they're always up.
I love
that. The Kings always up. Kings always up. Next thing you know, they lose. How'd that happen?
Good performance from a couple of their big guys. I think Xavier Cooks and Jerome Martin had double doubles.
Right.
But I think it was just a fourth quarter surge where the Kings switched off. And they're struggling with a bit of depth as well. A couple of their guys on limited minutes. They lost RJ Hunter the other day to season-ending injury, which is terrible. Unfortunately, back-to-back losses for the Kings.
They took a wide shot now of Raymond James Stadium. That's where the Buccaneers are hosting the Eagles 17-0. Helped you explain why in the middle of winter over there, Tom Brady moved his family down to Tampa. Because yesterday at Buffalo, it was -6.
Oh, God.
Did you see that? Looked horrific.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking to Brad McNamara. He's executive producer of cricket for Fox. He's talking about how Fox, they're getting a lot of feedback around, oh, well, I'm missing this and I'm missing this wedding and I'm not doing that. So we've thrown it open this morning. Justin is on the line from the Central Coast, has a yarn about that. Morning, Justin.
Morning, Goat and Joe. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
This is probably my wife's fault, I reckon. Our daughter was born on Bathurst Day.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Not my fault, obviously.
How long ago are we talking here, Justin?
2010.
What was happening 9 months before Bathurst? Because you probably played a part in that, hopefully.
Yeah, no idea. No idea. Can't remember.
Actually,
too long ago.
So that's about New Year's Eve. Is it?
Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah. Hey, big guy.
So now every birthday of your daughters, do you have to do it the day before or a day after so that you still get to focus on Bathurst on that Sunday?
Some days she just misses out. some years, that's fine.
Oh, poor thing.
That's good.
But yeah. What actually happened was, because after the baby's born, you probably know, Jimmy, they put the baby in that little trolley.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going around the hospital, pushing the trolley like I'm at Bathurst, and the midwife took her off me.
Oh, very good, Justin. That is a great call. 1300 01 1170. Keep them coming in on the McDonald Jones open line. You know, it's funny that they do. They put them in those blankets, and then Tracy was always follow that baby. Follow it.
Oh, really?
You know, the stories about the baby gets
switched
lost, switched
and
baby
things.
And all that. So she said, look, stay with the baby, stay with the baby. So that was my job.
Well, in that case, Justin was doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing.
He was watching the baby the entire time.
Well played.
I do like this text from Rhino. Joe and Jimmy, I missed my first wedding anniversary to go to the 2005 grand final to watch West Tigers win their first and only thing that they've ever won.
Well done, Rhino, on that one.
Did you get the missus a paper ticket? Isn't year one a paper for their anniversary?
I was going to say, are you still married, Rhino?
All that too.